The women of the city began to talk about this incident, saying, "The wife of Al-Aziz has seduced her young slave, for she has fallen madly in love with him. In fact, we see her in manifest error." When she heard about these remarks, she invited them and prepared for them a banquet, and gave each of them a knife. When they were engaged in cutting fruit, she asked Joseph to come out before them. When they saw him, they were so amazed that they cut their hands and exclaimed spontaneously, "Good Lord, he is no human being. He is a noble angel." She said, "Well, this is he about whom you blamed me. No doubt I seduced him, but he escaped. If he doesn't do what I say, he will certainly be thrown into prison and be disgraced." Joseph said, "Oh, my Lord, I would rather go to prison than that to which they invite me. And unless you ward off their cunning snare from me, I may, in my youthful folly, feel inclined towards them and become one of the ignorant." Thereupon his Lord granted his prayer and warded off their cunning snare from him. Surely he hears all and knows all. Still, even after all the evidence they had seen, they thought it was proper to send him to prison for a while.